The La Paz Waterfall Gardens consists of 70 acres of privately owned land set deep inside the rainforest. Its hiking trails were built without any heavy machinery and without chopping down any trees. Before the park was established, nearly half of the forest had been cut away by a previous owner. But the current forest is protected by private animal sanctuary status, and efforts are underway to replant the deforested land. Gabi, Kassler and Caro are driving farther up the mountain to explore the park's hummingbird garden and butterfly observatory.
It's been a few years since we've traveled together.
There's still so much yet to be discovered.
Human beings can be so cruel towards so many animals.
When you have the opportunity to look into their eyes, to know their stories.
Animals that are rescued here can be released into the wild again, where they're really meant to live. I hope people get inspired and treat animals with more care and respect.
Hi.
Welcome to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Hi.
Welcome to La Paz. There are so many animals here. You are very interesting to see the animals.
Yeah, and most of all, butterflies.
Are you ready? Yes. You want to see?
Yeah,
let's go.
Yeah.
Right.
But before taking them to the butterfly observatory, John has arranged for the girls to experience another winged wonder in the park's hummingbird garden.
What is this little one I have
here? That hummingbird
is a little or medium?
Medium size.
Medium size.
Medium size. That hummingbird is called the green-crowned brilliant.
I see, that's a little one.
You see
one
the
here.
Little one species?
Yes.
That's the fully sizes they get.
Aww.
Fully sizes. This one is called emerald hummingbird. Oh, he's gone. You
yes.
awake.
That's this so one fast. Is,
yeah, they are so fast.
How
45
fast?
45 miles per hour.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, super fast.
And how much do they have to eat, like a day?
They
because
eat,
they exercise the whole day long.
No, they eat whole day.
Su movimiento,
their wings move 60 times per second. They are very fast. That is why they need so much sugar, so much nectar from the flowers. They are continuously in motion. They are still only 20% of the time. The rest of the time, they are in motion.
Flying girls, flying
yeah, the
girls.
Purple one. You
it's
know
a
what?
Medium
you
one.
Know what is the name of the purple one?
No.
The purple one is called the violet sarbet wing.
So how many hummingbirds do you have in
this? Hummingbird garden, we have around 9 species. Sometimes depends on the season. We have more species. We have around 15 or 16 species.
Some species migrate, and they can travel from the United States to Costa Rica or other parts of Central America.
And they nest here?
They make the little nest, very tiny nest.
Mm-hmm.
They lays only 2 eggs inside.
Mm-hmm. Oh, only 2?
2 babies. Yeah, 2 babies inside. And the mama take care of the babies all the time. All the time, take care of the babies.
I can relate to that.
Yeah. Come here, get nectar from the flower, get nectar from the feeder.
Oh, how
feeder.
Do they feed the babies then?
They
yes.
they get nectar mm-hmm. from the feeders, and they get nectar also from the flowers, or sometimes they eat insects, the little flies.
Oh, okay.
And they going to the nest, they throw up
yeah.
the sugar, or the little nest.
They make a little puree for
the
them.
The little insects and give it to the babies.
Hummingbirds are the only known birds that can fly backwards, in addition to zipping forwards and hovering in mid-air. All of that movement takes some intense muscle. Up to 30% of a hummingbird's body weight comes from just its pectoral or chest muscles. Their strongest muscle, the heart, beats at a rapid 1,200 times per minute.
Look at the bills. Their bills are this size, right?
Yeah.
This size. And the tongues are twice.
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah, twice.
Listen. To get inside the...
Look at that. Look inside the container.
Oh, I can see it.
They pull the tongue. Wow. Into the that yellow flower. And suck it up. They chew it in water.
Whoa. Look at the tongue.
Look.
Yeah, still moving. They are very good pollinator animals. They go into the flower, get the pollen,
get
the juice from the flower, move to other one flower, pollinate the flower, and move to other one, and stay there in one area whole day, and pollinate so many flowers in one day.
Yeah.
How often in life we get the chance to feed hummingbirds? Well, for me, that was the first time be able to see the details, analyze the different colors that they have, the length of the tongue and everything. It's just so unique.
How obsessed I was with these butterflies when I was a kid. I wanted to keep them, to take them to my house, and I couldn't. Well, we are like that. We want to hold beautiful moments, but they come to an end. We need to learn to enjoy beautiful moments and be thankful, because those are like special handmade gifts from God to us.
Welcome to the butterflies.
This is
the butterfly place. These ones are called owl butterflies. Owl.
Because of the
see?
Eyes. With the eyes,
like
yeah.
It looks like eyes.
Las mariposas son una obra de arte.
Butterflies are nature's works of art. The coloring is due to their scales. They have scales on their wings, and those scales are what produce their color. It is a refraction of light. Just like fish and hummingbirds, the color varies depending on the refraction of the light.
Without those scales, a butterfly's wings would look like nothing more than clear plastic. In fact, the colorful wing scales include some colors invisible to the human eye. These ultraviolet colors can be seen by other butterflies and can even help butterflies distinguish each other and determine each other's sex for mating.
This is the Costa Rican butterfly. It's called the blue morpho butterfly. Blue morpho.
It's beautiful. Oh, amazing.
Beautiful. They are so beautiful. The colors are amazing.
Costa Rica's favorite butterfly, the blue morpho, has also dazzled scientists. Its wings contain tiny particles called chitin, responsible for its beautiful blue color. Researchers believe humans can use a silicon or polymer substance the same way to create infrared technology 20 times more powerful than exists currently. Because of the blue morpho, scientists are closer to creating better and less expensive infrared technology used in everything from military night goggles to destroying cancer cells. Animals pay close attention to the patterns on butterfly wings too, even if they can't see the infrared colors.
Well, they use that beautiful coloration to keep away whole animals. Something colorful means poisonous in the wild.
Oh, really?
One butterfly is called a monarch.
Uh-huh.
The orange butterfly, that butterfly migrate from Canada to Mexico once a year. Bunch of them migrate. And that butterfly is poisonous because they lay eggs in one specific plant, in one specific host plant. It's poisonous. The caterpillars eat the plant, whole plants, and they get toxin from the plants. When the caterpillars grow this big size, they become chrysalis, and the chrysalis keep the toxin.
Oh. So no one eats that butterfly?
It's really poisonous and the animal never eat it.
They have a purpose. Every animal has a purpose. Insects are pollinators, and butterflies are one of them. The Heliconia serrato is a small species of butterfly with black and red wings and red stripes. This butterfly can visit some 150 flowers a day. They call it the postman, and they can be seen in low-lying areas of Costa Rica. Postman, like a mailman, sending letters to each place, to each house. What it does is carry pollen from one flower to another, pollinating it.
The postman butterfly can visit so many flowers because it follows the exact same route every day of its short life.
How long do they live?
I was going to ask.
They live for 3 weeks.
All of them?
All of them? Except the monarch.
Yeah.
Monarch butterfly, the orange butterfly.
Yeah.
Lifespan is around 6 weeks.
Right.
6 weeks.
Oh.
But the rest of the butterflies, three weeks.
It's not a long time.
They have a complete metamorphosis.
Yeah. So how long is the life
the
from the egg
process.
Before the butterfly?
For whole process, around 4 months.
And then 3 weeks.
Yeah,
3 weeks.
And then 3 weeks.
It is, isn't it?
And then three weeks
is nothing,
yeah.
Yeah.
I feel something in my neck. I don't know what is it.
And there's one on her neck.
Yeah?
Oh, this is so pretty.
So.
Yeah. See, land on my face.
Oh.
Wanna kiss you on the cheek.
Oh, this one is beautiful.
Where is it?
It peed on my nose.
Oh, no.
Doesn't matter.
I can see it.
Doesn't matter.
You've been baptized.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
I found this. This is very different. You know why?
Why?
This is a cocoon.
Okay.
And this is a chrysalis.
Chrysalis.
From the butterfly.
Right.
And the cocoon from the moth.
Ah.
What is the difference? What is the difference between the chrysalis and the cocoon?
You tell us.
All right. Listen. The cocoon is made with silk.
Right.
This is silk.
Yeah.
Use it for make sweaters. It's very touchy. It's hard.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
See?
Okay.
This is the chrysalis. It's very soft. Very, very soft. See? Touch it. And the chrysalis is made with keratin. The same thing on the nails.
Yes.
Chrysalis for butterflies and cocoon for moth.
Oh, it is soft.
Oh, this is so pretty.
So,
yeah.
If you have any questions.
Thank you so
other
much.
Other questions about them?
I just wish I could make them live a little bit longer.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
These are really
amazing, good. Amazing. They are.
I feel like my life is similar to these butterflies because we spend a long time in our lives in the process of growing and changing. We don't expect it to be that way. I think we assume we will spend a short time growing, and the rest will be finished and beautiful. But no, well, at least for me, I will probably spend most of my life in the process of growing and improving myself, just like these beautiful creatures.
Today was an amazing day. I'm happy that I'm not traveling alone, that I'm sharing this time with my new two friends. Yesterday we have such an amazing view of the volcano, and today with the waterfall I'm happy that I could share my story with them and listening to the other stories too. Like Solomon says, everything on earth has its own time.